Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hi, welcome to In the Pink, sponsored by Bose. Stay home, stay healthy, stay connected.
Well, first of all, tell us what it means to be a PPO. What does the job entail when you're a bodyguard for a celebrity? Because you looked after some big names, Tom Cruise, Brad Pitt, Angelina Jolie. Yeah, what do you actually have to do with that job?
What do you have to do? You have to basically, in one keyword, protection of everything, not just physically, it's their image. It's their everything they're doing, making sure that everything's on time for them and runs smoothly for them and make their life easy, which means normally making your life hard because you sleep deprivation, just like in the military, a lot of planning and preparation. And people have this image, you know, bodyguard. As soon as you say bodyguard, I think 6'6". 5 foot across, big arms, shades. Well, actually, not really. That's not what it's about at all. It's about what's inside your head. It's your knowledge and experience, not the fact that you can throw your arms around. You know, it's all about thinking and planning. And the reason I don't end up rolling around the floor with somebody or, you know, doing crazy things like that is because I've thought about it. I know where the threat is and I avoid it. Don't get me wrong, if I have to deal with it, I could, but that's what it's about. It's about planning and organizing. It's a lot of it.
Mm.
A lot
of
it.
How real is that threat to people like them? Is it more about dealing with harassment than an actual threat to their life?
Yeah, I mean, you've always got to have it in the back of your mind. There is a threat to the life because there's possibly a threat for kidnapping, for ransom. Because everybody thinks as soon as you become a cult celebrity person, well, not that you're rich. But let me educate you, that doesn't work. That's not true. So there is a threat of that. It's not an everyday threat. It might, but you've got to find out and look, you know, into all the history and all the situations you're in and work out whether there is a threat, because there can be. You know, don't forget, with some of these celebrities, there's a love-hate relationship. You know, if you spin back to the John Lennon sort of sketch, the guy that killed John Lennon loved him and hated him.
Mm.
And you've got to deal with that sort of stuff. You've got to be aware of that sort of stuff. You've got to know what's around you. And in the case of where there's family, there's kids, if you're looking after them as well, kidnapping is a big thing. Not to say it's there every day, but you have to be aware of it. But it's more about their image, you know, making sure that they're on time for something and they're dressed correctly. They've not got, you know, coffee down the front of a blouse or this. And that's you to make sure that take care of them, and that's sorted out and all that sort of stuff. So it's more about that, the sort of everyday life things rather than the big threats. But there is a threat, and you will always get some overzealous person who wants to reach out and grab somebody, and then that's your job to stop that. You know, and then although they're not trying to really do any harm, but they don't realise what they're doing, you take control of that and it turns into a brawl if you ain't careful. You've got to be able to deal with that. You know, nip that in the bud. You don't want to be rolling around the floor. So you need to be a bit sharp, a bit faster and deal with it. Eliminate that threat so that you're still with your client. You don't leave your client exposed all on your own while you're rolling around the floor. So you have to be ready for that. Now you deal with that and that sort of stuff.
And do you become friends with them? Is there a line that isn't crossed?
There's always got to be one line. That's professionalism. You know, professionalism has to come first. But there's also got to be a bit of humor. It's got to be real. You know, yeah. I watched that bodyguard tell me, oh, it's so real. No, it's not. You can't operate like that. Yes, ma'am. No, ma'am. You just don't. You need to know who you're looking after. You know, you need to understand what their faults are, what their strengths are, what their weaknesses are, what they like, what they dislike. And in order to get that, you have to be human, not like a robot walking around with a curly piece of wire hanging out your ear all day. That's bullshit. It doesn't work. You know, you've got to have a rapport. but it's got to be professional. Don't cross that line. There's certain things you can't do and you shouldn't do. You know, so you don't let them together.
What if you thought someone was a complete dickhead? Would you be able to work for them? Would you be able to protect them?
No. If somebody is a complete pain in the ass and ain't going to listen and ain't got no respect for you, then it's a waste of your time.
Yeah.
And I'd walk away. And I have done. I've walked away from a job because some person was just disrespectful and it weren't happening. And I just I don't need a job. I'm away.
Well, automatically now, Sean Penn, Tom Cruise, Angelina Jolie and Brad Pitt have gone even higher in my estimation, because if you stuck around with them, they must be good.
Yeah, they were good. I think of all the people I've ever worked with, 99.9 of them have been real nice, genuine people. And that's what they are.
Yeah.
You know, they're great people. They've got great hearts. You know, they have some weird ideas and ways, but we all do, don't we? You know, we're all different in some ways. But other than, you know, arrogance and rude and I've had it once and once only, and that didn't last long.
I pity the fool. Yeah. I can't let you go without talking about SAS Who Dares Wins. And I want to know, we were watching it last night, actually. It's very good. We want to know, I know you talk a lot about on the series as you're going through it about what you're looking for, but can you identify it straight away in someone, or do people surprise you as the series goes on? Do you get in the room very quickly and go, she or he is the first out?
Yeah, I think through experience, I've had the benefit of actually being a DS twice. I was in the parachute regiment and I was in the SES. So I've been through that sort of system enough times to realise over and over and over, you can't. And no, I can't, not every time. I mean, I there's always somebody that surprises, but most of the time I can go, he's going to go in 10 minutes. He's going to, you know, and it's generally the image person, the image that you look 6'6", 3 foot across, blah, blah, blah. Probably loves himself too much. Ain't gonna last 2 minutes when it gets down and dirty. They'll find an excuse and a way out of it. And that's exactly what I'm. So the answer to your question is, yeah, I can generally judge. Most of us can. I think we all can, actually, all as DS now. But yeah, definitely, yeah. But there's always somebody who'll surprise you, you know, by just super determined. What's in here will take you to a totally different level. You know, you look at the women on the show and they're carrying as much as, I mean, look at the size of Big Tony, and little women have been carrying him and lumping him around. And so it's amazing what people can do if they really want to do it.
So true. And I'm also interested to know, does it remind you how far removed what you've done all your life is from the average show? Like when you actually come in and see them just, you know, scratching the surface of what you've done for 30 years, you sort of think, yeah, oh, bloody hell, actually, you know, the average bloke on the street couldn't do what we do. We are in some way superhuman.
I never say we're superhuman. We're trained and we work towards what we're going to do. But I do honestly feel that if we're talking really about the SAS, is we are a different breed to most people. There's something different for sure. There really is. And it's in the mind. It's in the belief and what's in your head, not physically and all the rest of it. And you just think differently sometimes, think out of the box, able to do things that you probably wouldn't expect to anybody to do, and you get away with it. We're lucky, I guess. We're lucky as well. So, yeah, there is something different. You just think, you know, I know people always ask me, hey, how many of the people that you've took through SAS, the TV show, because it's nothing like the real SAS. You know, how many people would actually make it? None of them.
Really?
You know, you do. No. Because, I mean, there's a lot of difference to it. It's about soldiering as well. You'd have to learn all soldiering. I mean, it's probably wrong for me to say none of them. Based on what they do, no, because they only do a very, 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 very small bit of what we do. I mean, it's not course, SAS selection course is 6 months. And then you're on probation for the number 2 years, learning and learning and learning. There's a lot of it, you know. It's not all just physical and running around.
Thanks so much for listening to In the Pink. I hope you've enjoyed the podcast you've listened to so far. Please don't forget to rate, review and subscribe. Check out our Instagram page at @in_the_pink. And you get all the details there about how you can win some of those Bose noise cancelling headphones. And join the community. We're all talking about the various guests that we've had on the podcast and who we'd like to see and hear in the next few weeks. So thank you for joining us. Stay with us. Stay healthy. Stay home. Stay connected with Bose.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.